The fighting in Libya has also sparked an exodus of refugees. The United Nations says more than 70,000 have fled east into Egypt, while another 70,000 have crossed the western border into Tunisia. UN officials say an additional 30,000 are headed in that direction. The influx is causing strain in Tunisia, where the wave of protests that swept the Middle East began. It's been 6 weeks now since Tunisian President Ben Ali was toppled and fled. An interim government was set up in his wake to prepare the country for elections later this year. Its members were drawn from both the opposition and the former regime. But as Megan Williams reports from Tunis, for many people there, the revolution is far from over.
This is for direct live broadcast on Facebook.
33-year-old Facebook blogger Omar Bouissi stands under a large tent at the entrance to the Kasbah in Tunis. Normally, it's a quiet city square lined with pruned trees and benches near Tunis's medieval district. But in the past 10 days, it's become the hub of a round-the-clock sit-in, with hundreds of Tunisians from across the country sleeping in tents in front of the now-empty prime minister's office, endlessly discussing politics.
The dictatorship is still here. True, the head of the dictatorship has gone, but dictatorship with the police, mass media, and all the system.
Bouissi and others here say not enough has changed since the revolution that ousted dictator Ben Ali on January 15th. They want the current caretaker government, which has members of the old regime in it, to be dissolved, and a new constitution now. Past the volunteer security guards, protester Sami Gritli, a genetic researcher who's worked at Harvard, stands holding a large white sign wrapped in plastic that says,
J'exige une transition sans les reliquats infects du RCD et sans cette opposition molle, which means literally, I demand a transition government without the, the filthy remaining of the old regime and a strong opposition.
Like those camped out in tents and under plastic sheeting and cold, drizzly weather, Gritli wants political change faster. The former interim Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouch, who belonged to the Ben Ali regime, resigned Sunday after clashes with protesters on the main street here left five dead. But Gritli says the resignation isn't enough to reassure him that democracy is being achieved.
We feel that the acts of the regime are still here. By here I mean in every institution, primary school, secondary school, universities, hospitals, ministries, and they are there because they want to come back stronger in a couple of months.
Nearby in a low tent, four men sit in a row propped up on mattresses, their legs covered by layers of blankets and candles glowing around them. They clasp pictures of young people killed by police during protests in January. 6 days ago, they began a hunger strike. 55-year-old father of six, Lahla Jaleli, says he won't stop his strike until the current interim government goes.
We want to cut all ties with the old regime. We want a new constitution, not the one from 1952. And we want an end to this government. We want a fresh start.
As the protesters continue their peaceful sit-in, the provisional government is collapsing. Najib Chebbi, leader of the Progressive Democratic Party, one of Tunisia's 40 or so political parties, is one of the latest government members to resign.
I respect the right to sit in front of the Kasbah, but with the condition that they let the government work, that the freedom to sit in stops where begin the freedom to work for the ministers.
Chebbi says, though, that he himself doesn't trust the current transitional government, where, he says, decisions are made without inclusive discussion. Chebbi says Tunisia is in a state of insecurity, with social unrest, a weak transitional government, and weak political parties. He says he fears a power void will develop, one that could be quickly filled by the military, creating a situation similar to that of Egypt. A military presence in politics is something that neither Chebbi nor Tunisians, who pride themselves on being a model for the region, want. But given the fragility of the transitional government and mounting pressure for quick change, it's also a growing possibility. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Tunis.